Okay, I'm William Buzko, and I'm with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Office of Research, Development, and Information. And today I'll provide some information about heart transplantation within the Medicare population and survival rates and often unresearched topic, rehospitalization rates. Heart transplantation has become an effective treatment for end-stage heart patients. Recently, improvements in patient donor selection, in immunosuppression, and surgical procedures have made transplantation a possible option for particularly older patients and diabetics. And these two groups have often been contraindicated for heart transplants. Prior studies have found survival rates around 75-80% for populations in various studies, and long-term survival rates of 10 years or greater are likely for most heart transplant patients. There have been few studies of rehospitalization of transplant patients over time. Past study results, and I only found one, suggest between 33% and 40% of heart transplant recipients require hospitalization after a year. This study is slightly different from the other from other previous studies of heart transplantation, that previous studies have often centered on the patient population when transplant center. There has only been one study of heart transplantation survival using the United Network of Organ Sharing data, and this is the first time I gather that Medicare data has been used. And for our data, we're looking at MedPAR discharge data for fee-for-service beneficiaries who received a heart transplant during calendar year 2002. And we have 579 cases there. And we'll be looking at demographic data for this group, survival rates at discharge, and 1 to 5 years post-discharge and post-transplant hospitalization rates, also for 5 years. And we'll be using MedPAR data for those years for that. First, I've got a graph showing the distribution of heart transplant patients. And except for what may be a glitchy 2007 data poll, we're roughly around between 500 and 600 patients per year. And this reflects two trends. First, there are more patients that are getting into the age group, more patients that are seen as eligible for transplant now where they would have been, would not have been 10 years ago. And on the other side of the spectrum, you have increase in use of left ventricular assist devices and other alternative treatments that are substitutes for heart transplants. The age distribution of heart transplant patients, most Medicare heart transplant patients are disabled patients under age 65, but the largest single age group is between ages 65 through 69, and with a few patients in the 70 plus age group, and I think the maximum age we had here was 75 or 76. So you don't find very many heart transplants in patients older than 70. Let's see here, age distribution. Here I've got the admission source. Most are referral. You must excuse me. It appears that these are out of the order I sent them to you. Admission type are largely urgent admissions. Rarely, the main point here is that rarely are heart transplant patients emergency room admissions. And for discharge destination, we are looking at most of the patients going either home or home with home health care as opposed to going to nursing homes or any other discharge distribution, discharge destination. Okay, and in terms of resource use, length of stay average is about 41 days and is generally fairly constant except for the 70 and older group, which tends to have lower resource use. And I pointed out the average cover days and the reserve days here because looking at both indicates the patient out-of-pocket cost burden. Medicare beneficiaries have reserve days that they tap after all of their coverage is and I believe they have 60 days of reserve day coverage. And rarely do Medicare beneficiaries use coverage from this pool. And here our patient's average of 4 days and ICU days, 17 ICU days and CCU days, we have 7.6 days. And needless to say, the hospitalizations are expensive with an average total cover charge of about $366,000. And here, you know, the sex of distribution is interesting in that in most categories, until you get to the youngest age group, there are predominantly more males there, and this is largely due to ferreting out patients that may have difficulty undergoing transplants. And this has been noted in other studies. Rarely has this been attached to a specific medical reason that is sex-based. And as far as the racial pool goes, as we go towards younger groups, we have a greater percentage of African-American patients, largely reflecting likelihood of them being dual Medicare and Medicaid eligibles, but it is one noticeable difference across the age spectrum. and comorbidities present. About 17% have diabetes as a comorbidity, 24% hypertension as a comorbidity. And here we have post-discharge survival, and we're showing that the oldest groups have lower survival, and the younger groups have better survival. The average is about 75%, but for the oldest age group is about 60%, but which is still pretty good. Little difference in survival for heart transplant patients by presence of diabetes. Rehospitalizations. We have about 40% of patients rehospitalized every in the first 2 years. But we find that if you look at the cumulative numbers here, we have an increasing number of patients, and this works out to about 75% of patients who have been hospitalized at one time or another during this whole period from 2002 to 2007. And this has been under-recognized, which suggests that somewhere along the line, patients who receive transplants will be rehospitalized. And let's see. I did a logistic regression for any rehospitalization, and it showed that there was a close to significant effect of diabetes, but this wasn't a really a very strong logistic model. And for those that had hospitalizations, diabetes was a significant factor in predicting the number of rehospitalizations in the period. And briefly to sum up, in terms of the types of cases, types of conditions associated with rehospitalizations, rarely are they cardiac surgery related. There are about 20% of the cases that are cardiac related but non-surgical, and the rest tend to be non-cardiac related. What this suggests is that in terms of going back to the survival data, that it will be necessary to go and examine it not from the examination of raw rates that I had presented here, but in terms of competing risks for other diseases as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.